Likewise, the low CC region, or the arc, could also have been a ring had the high reflectivities closed off a beeware at minus 15 degrees Celsius. However, the same mechanism applies, and so for convenience, we identified the low CC arc with the same name as the conceptual low CC ring. Now, one dual pole signature that is noticeably absent is the low CC updraft signature. While the storm inflow CC was notably low, that's near the A prime, there was a substantial collapse in the high reflectivity and the high ZDR echo overhang that resulted in some light precipitation and training into the updraft, and that weakened the low CC signature within its core. In the CAPI here, or in the student guide, that's part G here in this figure, there is a field of very low CCs west, or down radial, of the precipitation core. This feature could be identified as the low CC updraft error, since it appeared to be in a notch surrounded by high CC echoes. But this is actually a three-body scatter spike. So, be skeptical of any adjacent low CC echo masquerading as a low CC updraft signature if, number one, it is down radial of an intense reflectivity greater than 60 dBc, and therefore could be a TBSS, and number two, contains a low signal-to-noise ratio, or high spectrum width, on the edge of a reflectivity area.